Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 147 today, verses 12 through 20. Psalm 147, verses 12 through 20. The psalm goes on and says, "Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of the wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters frost like ashes. He hurls down his crystals of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his rules. Praise the Lord." In this section of Psalm 147, we see that God is calling Israel especially, but also all of us, to praise him. He's revealed himself to the whole world through creation. Romans chapter 1 actually makes that very clear to us. In Romans chapter 1, verses 18 and through 20, listen to what it says. In Romans 1, verses 18 through 20, it says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so that they are without excuse." So God has revealed himself to the whole world, but he also has revealed more of himself to Israel. Look at verse 20 of our section for today, Psalm 147. "He has not dealt like this with any other nation." In other words, in verse 19, it says, "He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and his rules to Israel. He has not dealt like this with any other nation." They don't know his rules like Israel had them revealed. In Romans chapter 9, that's what Paul says. In Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 5, he says, "I'm speaking the truth in Christ. I'm not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen." Paul said, "Look, my heart hurts for my people, the Jews. They had all the covenants, the promises. The Messiah came from in the flesh through them. Yet they're oblivious. They're blind." You know, the Bible actually says, "To whom much is given, much will be required." Listen to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, verses 47 and 48. It says, "And the servant who knew his master's will, but did not get ready or act according to his will receive a severe beating. But the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. Everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required. And from him to whom they entrusted much, they will demand the more." Folks, the Bible's very clear that God's going to judge us all in accordance with how much he's revealed to us. We don't have time to turn there in our five-minute challenge today, but if you were to go look at Matthew chapter 11, verses 20 through 24, Jesus says it's going to be easier on the day of judgment for Sodom and Gomorrah than it will be for Capernaum. Why? Because as wicked as Sodom and Gomorrah was, they didn't have as much light revealed to them, as much truth revealed to them as Capernaum did with all the miracles that God did in their presence. Jesus himself walked in their midst. We're all going to be held accountable for how much he's revealed to us. All of us have had some measure of revelation. All of us, at least through creation, have had him reveal himself to us. All of us have had, through our consciences, convicting us, showing us we're lawbreakers, had that as well. But those who have had more, especially here in America with all the Christian radio stations and the preachers and the churches on many corners of cities, streets there in the cities, listen closely. We will be held accountable. So what does God want? Well, Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, he tells us that he's wanting us to walk humbly with him and to turn to him. Folks, if God's revealed truth to you, you're accountable now for it. Are you responding appropriately? I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.